You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Lake Powell is the nation's second largest reservoir. However, climate change and overuse have dropped the water level to a record low, leaving the water supply uncertain for tens of millions of people in the Southwest. KUNC's Luke Runyon took a boat trip to report on the changing landscape for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Mike DeHoff steers his small metal motorboat down what you could argue is the weirdest stretch of the Colorado River. The water is supercharged with sediment and roiling, the same color as a latte.
I think that we'll see a place where the river's no longer, the current is no longer moving.
This is the delta of Lake Powell, the place where the flowing Colorado River meets the Stillwater Reservoir. Gnarled spires of clay rise up out of the river channel. DeHoff calls these mudbergs, like icebergs, but made of mud. They're formations created by a river that hasn't flowed in this reach for more than 50 years.
The mudbergs that we'll see defining and changing the river corridor, they change day to day, month to month. That's terra incognita for me.
Lake Powell usually conjures images of wakeboarders and houseboats, not mud rapids. Its low level is terrifying to water managers, but DeHoff and other longtime river guides and environmentalists see this moment as hopeful, not catastrophic. When the reservoir was full, where we're boating now would have been deep underwater, a muddy mess of river sediment. With the reservoir at a historic low, the lake bottom is exposed and the river is carving through it, creating a bizarro world where everything you see is made of mud.
This is like a river on an acid trip right now.
DeHoff has spent decades running raft trips down Cataract Canyon, the area just upstream of Lake Powell known for its whitewater rapids. For the last 5 years, with a few partners, he's run a project called Returning Rapids, an attempt to document the change happening here. We set up camp on a sandy beach nestled inside the mud canyon. DeHoff takes a seat in a fold-up chair with Pete LaFave, a longtime river guide. The two work together on the project. Early on, LaFave says they found that asking one simple question, where can we go rafting, often led to 20 more about sediment, water supply, hydropower production, and the future of recreation here.
We just didn't even expect to be studying this area the way that we are right now.
Just
because of how fast the river's moving downstream and the lake is dropping.
The federal government has recently pulled emergency levers to prop up Lake Powell. Without enough snow in the Rocky Mountains and downstream demands for water going unchecked, LaFave says it feels like the whole Colorado River Basin is at a breaking point.
I think that we don't, as a species, react until it's like, oh man, we need to do something. And we're getting to the point where people are saying, man, we need to do something.
The next day, we motor into Lake Powell and veer up into one of its many side canyons for a hike. We splash through a flowing creek full of tadpoles, run our hands over towering willows.
Oh man, that smell. The willows. It smells so alive.
Eric Balkin runs the Glen Canyon Institute, which advocates draining Lake Powell and moving what's left of its waters downstream. He points out a high watermark from the reservoir stained on the red rock 100 feet above our heads.
There are a lot of big changes coming to the Colorado River, and this is one that's a good change. You know, to see this canyon come back is really special.
Some environmental groups want to see the dam decommissioned and the canyon behind it restored. Balkin says this current moment of reckoning on the river, where users are collectively trying to figure out how to use less, should be seen as an opportunity.
Now we're being given a chance to rethink this place. And the reason why it was a mistake was because it had so much value beyond a storage tank.
And with the reservoir on the decline, Balkin says some of those values are a lot easier to see, smell, and feel. I'm Luke Runyon near Bullfrog, Utah.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation And you can see some amazing pictures of the lake and these ghost forests that are emerging as the water drops lower and lower on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.